Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us now as we discuss a really, really important topic that will include you no matter what you do. Garwin, we've been on vacation. We're back. We had a great time. We were out in Montana, beautiful weather, and a long trip home.
Long
ride.
But
we're here. At any rate, one of the things that we thought we should cover is something that is rarely mentioned. When you as an individual, or you and your wife or your family, talk about your financial planning, there are many different steps involved. And one of the things that you may not take into consideration is that you have a team working for you.
No, just stop there for a moment, Leanne. You should have a team working for you.
You should have, but I bet you anything that most people don't realize they really do have a team because they've never taken all the different people that they work with into
right.
consideration.
And it's very important that you find experts in the field that you are needing advice in, because just because the milkman comes by and says he knows all about something, you probably shouldn't be listening to him. And unfortunately, we hear that a lot. Well, my neighbor or my friend or the guy at work said I should do this, so I'm going to do this. And this kind of is not probably the best advice in the world.
Well, the thing is, the team consists of specialists in the different areas, and this team works together. They may work separately, but when you really need help, they are working together for your financial future.
Right. And so that's why you find quality people, get referrals, and talk to people who can help you.
And Bob, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Who do you think your team would include?
Well, it would include anybody who gives you advice, your financial advisor, your accountant, your let's see, how many guys are we going to have on the team?
Well, you can have several.
You got two so far.
You got two.
Your local radio announcer.
Oh, obviously very
there
important.
You go. Yes, there
very
you
important.
Go.
By the way, we should give your phone numbers. We didn't do that.
Okay. My number is 651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Okay, we got two, Bob.
I was using that to stall for more time.
I know. Think a little.
So you could
hey, that was a good
it.
Good ploy.
Good, good
ploy.
Stall.
And I haven't come up with anything. It failed. So who else is on our team?
All right. Let's start with the one person or persons that are involved in protecting your assets and protecting your family. Does that help you?
Well, it's protecting your assets. Well, I would. Isn't that your financial advisor?
Well, that's one person, but okay. The other one actually is your insurance agent.
Insurance agent?
No, to me, that's the most important, right?
Yes.
Well, the thing is, if you don't have the right kind of policies in place, it affects your family dramatically. And Garwin, what are they?
Well, basically, you've got three and probably four, but you've got the life agent. The life person who does the life insurance. Should everybody have life insurance? Yes. Then you've got the disability. To me, disability is more important than life insurance, because if you are disabled, you're still a consumer of assets in the family, but you're not bringing any money in. And so that's why disability is so terribly important. And then, of course, I think the long-term care or annuities fall into that third category. So those are very, very important, that you have somebody you can get advice from to do what you need to do to buy the proper policies. Bob,
are all those three different people?
Not necessarily. They
okay.
could be, though. They
okay.
could be. Many times you'll have people who life only, and they won't do anything else.
Okay.
Or you may have a long-term care specialist. But they, not necessarily, they don't have to be disability. And, of course, you've got your casualty agent, the one who insures your homeowners and your auto and so forth.
When we were in Billings visiting Garwin's brother and his wife, surprisingly enough, a huge storm came through, and it was full of hail. Now, he just talked to his brother since we've gotten back, and they had the adjuster out. Mm. And if they hadn't had coverage, what would it have been?
$1,600.
Ooh.
$16,000.
I was going to say, I knew it wasn't $1,600.
$16,000 damage. And his house wasn't bad because he had steel siding. But most of the people around him who didn't have steel siding had board or something like plastic. Mm-hmm. That's not plastic, but you know,
or vinyl.
Vinyl, yeah. Right. They were all hammered, and a lot of windows were busted out. Mm. But it just went through a big band and just went right through West Billings.
And it has done this before. The thing is, if they don't have that coverage, think of what it would cost them, and what it would, how it would affect their whole situation financially, because you don't want holes in the roof. You don't broken windows. You don't want this kind of thing. If you have a death in the family, you want to be sure that you have your family protected so that they can get along and pay their bills of disability the same way. So what you're looking at here is one of the biggest factors that you have to take into consideration of who is going to be on your team to protect your family.
Okay,
and Garwin, before we go on to that, I want you to explain how an insurance agent really works, because there's different things that an insurance agent has to do. Number one, he has to get licensed.
Right. You have to be licensed, obviously, by the state. And then you have to go through a lot of training, because the companies just won't accept business from you unless you know what you're talking about. And that's one of the problems with getting started when you're young, is that how do you get enough experience to be able to sit down with somebody and give them good advice until you've done it? And it's like any other job. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult, but that's one of the prices you have to pay to be able to give advice.
And one of the things, too, that a lot of people don't realize is you cannot go ahead and deal with insurance in various states unless you are licensed in those states.
Right. So if I want to write a piece of business in Iowa, I have to be licensed in Iowa.
So you could be located in Minnesota and still be licensed in Iowa?
Yes. I have licenses in Iowa, Florida, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Montana. I got a couple more. I'm not even sure where else I'm licensed, because I have people get referred to me, or somebody moves there and they want to do something, so I got to get licensed.
Okay. And when he works with these individuals, or any insurance agent works with these individuals, they look at the products, and it's got to be based on their age, their health, and their available funds.
Right. Just because somebody says, well, I probably need some life insurance, what can you afford?
Uh-huh.
The greatest program in the world doesn't do any good unless you put it in place. Just sat down a couple weeks ago with a young couple who had very little life insurance. And we arrived at some kind of a number. And I was able to put some term insurance together. Now, people say, well, you should buy permanent. No, they needed term. They needed a lot of coverage. They didn't have it.
Mm. And the difference between permanent and term is
there's no
what?
Cash value into the term. It's death benefit only. But it does pay off if they die.
And so, Bob, for instance, you're a younger person. You're going to be looking at term, possibly, because you have a family. You have, I believe, one or two in college.
Yep, two. Well, one in college and one starting in the fall.
Would you?
We went through that. We had three at one time in college.
But then you're looking, when you're younger, at a different kind of policy than when you're older. There's reasons why you want to have more term insurance because of the family, whereas when you get older, you're not looking at that as much as the estate plan, and that's a whole different ballgame, and we're going to talk about that too. But right now, the insurance for you probably most likely would be term insurance, more for your buck.
Okay. And is there an age that you reach where you don't need insurance anymore, life insurance?
Well, no.
Because, I don't think so, if you have a family.
Many times,
you have expenses.
People who have had life insurance, and I see this quite frequently, where they've had their policies and they reach that point, say, we don't need it anymore. And then all of a sudden, they're out buying a prepaid death program. That's just life insurance. Mm-hmm. It's they buy a $7,000 or $10,000 policy to prepay their death claim, mm-hmm. but it's life insurance. And if they'd have kept their old policies, they'd have had it.
All right.
So, somebody convinced them, no, you don't need it anymore. But then later on, they say, our good friend Betty died, and there was no money in the estate to pay for the funeral. One of her kids had to come up with the money. So we need to buy some prepaid funeral. Well, that's life insurance with a different name.
Right. Yeah.
So that's one of the big areas that you're dealing with when you're really dealing with life and the individual's life. And what will happen if that individual's life disappears? Then who's going to sit there and who's going to take on all of the debt? That's where the life insurance comes. When you're living, you're dealing with the disability because, again, you're dealing with it in a different way because you're creating debt. And so when you're creating debt, then you have to have something to cover it. So these are some different areas that you have to look at, and that's very, very important in protecting your family.
Protecting the family, the estate, everything you have.
Yep, definitely. I thought of somebody else you'd have on your team.
Okay.
Would you have a lawyer on your team?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And what that lawyer or attorney is for setting up certain things like your will, your power of attorney for finance, your health care directive. And a lot of people don't think of those, but if they go to an attorney and they look at their estate, it makes a big difference as to how that estate is handled. And that's where it works with the insurance and also with the investments, but it works particularly with the insurance side.
But the powers of attorney are so vitally important because when mama or papa have that health crisis, they're in the hospital, and the doctor says, we don't know what's going to happen here. We're not very positive. Somebody's got to make some health decisions, and who's going to do it? Three or four kids are standing around. They're all in tears, and they all look at each other, and three of them say, we'll let Dad go, and the fourth one says, no. And then you've got the crisis. And if somebody has the power to make that decision, that the parents have created that power for them, it makes everything so much easier. And that's why these powers of attorney are absolutely necessary.
Because emotionally,
You can't make decisions.
They can't make a decision that particular time.
No.
And that's why the attorney is very much involved from the very, very beginning when they plan their whole estate. And that's a step in the right direction.
And it's part of the team. The attorney is very much important part of the team because they're the only ones who can draw up those legal documents. The insurance agent can't. The financial advisor can. The registered investment advisor can't do that. It's got to be an attorney, and it's got to be done properly.
And next week, we're going to go into this whole picture again, except we're going to go one step further. We're going to talk about what an RIA, registered investment advisor, is, or a certified financial planner, a broker, etc., dealing with the financial side fits into this whole picture because that's an important part of your whole financial picture.
How do you build your wealth? Not necessarily how to dispense it or how to take care of the family, but how do you build your wealth? Leanne, we're getting real close to the end. Well, give your phone number again.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
And if you don't get those, call the radio station and we'll give them to you.
Right. So, do some planning. We keep bringing this up time after time after time. There is no better time to start than right now. Thanks for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KOVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at KLBBRadio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.